I'm commenting on one of my own images, and it's a vibrant, abstract, very highly coloured image which features splashes of colour, and it's in a landscape format. It's really, really bright, and that's obviously that's deliberate. It's, you know, it's so over the top, but it's kind of playful, really. I'm interested in photography for its expressive qualities rather than it's also has this ability, of course, to reproduce with a degree of faithfulness what's in front of the camera, and that in these cases is less interesting to me. So this is me using photography wildly and quite consciously thinking about the work of abstract impressionists, whose work I find fascinating. There's no real subject to this. The image is the light. It's the dancing light. And yeah, I think it's quite successful as I look at it now. Everything's dialed up to 11. And the process here is that it's actually several images of a stream, and they're overlaid one over the other, so lots of images of a shallow stream with bright sunlight reflecting off stones. But it doesn't really look like that, because what I've done is I've isolated some of the color bands and accentuated them, so the blues become incredibly vibrant blues and the reds and so forth. So everything is magnified, and that's what gives it that startling impression. So titling, I'm not sure I've ever titled this piece of work, but I like the idea of restless spirits. I kind of think that the light reflecting off the waters somehow represents a restless spirit, or the dance of lights, or the chaos of light. How about the chaos of light? If that's not, it might be a bit pompous, but let's go with it. Chaos of light.